USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. For nearly 2 years, the game and business of professional golf has been wrapped up in tension following the formation of the LIV Tour, backed in large part by Saudi Arabia.
Today, that tension goes away. The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together.
PGA Commissioner David Farber on CNBC confirming that the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour are merging. The deal includes a new influx of cash from the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which financed formation of the LIV Tour. No word on exactly how the tours will combine, but LIV golfers will be able to apply to rejoin the PGA Tour. Another development or non-development in sports and business. The Oakland A's plan to move to Las Vegas is on hold as the Nevada legislature adjourned last night without approving the nearly $400 million in public financing the team wants to build a new stadium. California Attorney General Bob Bonta says he knows who's responsible for two private planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days.
The state of Florida needs to be held accountable for these actions. These actions are cruel, they're inhumane, they're morally bankrupt, they're wrong.
Bonta says the planes carrying the migrants are owned by a private company that has a contract with Florida to move migrants to other states. The future of AM radio in cars was the subject of a congressional hearing today. Lawmakers from both parties agreed that AM needs to stay. Here's Republican Congressman Bob Latta of Ohio.
Its unique frequency characteristics allow signals to travel far and wide, overcoming geographical barriers and reaching both urban and remote areas. This makes AM radio an invaluable tool during times of crisis.
Several automakers have said they're eliminating AM from future electric vehicles because of interference caused by the electric motors. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Union members take a vote this week to authorize a strike against UPS. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the shipping company are trying to come up with a new contract before the current deal runs out at the end of July. As Hollywood writers remain on strike, actors could also walk out if contract talks don't go their way.
SAG-AFTRA says more than 97% of its members have voted in favor of authorizing a strike. 65,000 union members voted on the strike authorization in recent days. SAG-AFTRA will begin its negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on Wednesday. The vote means the union now has the power to call for a strike if no new deal is reached with major studios, streamers, and production companies by June 30th. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Bud Light may be on the rebound. Or not. Sales going into the Memorial Day weekend were down by nearly 24% from the same weekend last year, but that's better than the nearly 26% year-over-year drop from the week before. Bud Light sales woes began with a social media campaign featuring trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. One of the world's most famous auto races gets underway Saturday morning, and NBA superstar LeBron James will be there to be the honorary starter at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. James says there's nothing like seeing and experiencing sports at their highest level. Past honorary starters have included Brad Pitt, Rafael Nadal, and the late actor Steve McQueen, who starred in a movie about the race. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.